brilliant horse.
Yeah. You say you got a tree cat?
A wound.
Okay. Now, a kind of a skinless, maybe a type of skin that would grow in a wound, it has to be cut out. Do you ever have foul? Do you ever hear a word, foul flesh?
No.
Do you ever hear that word?
No.
Never heard that used about type of growth? Okay.
No.
Now, if you got a little cut in your finger, you might put what on it? Brown liquid?
Iodine or methylate.
Did Ms. Elders, did folks ever get malaria here?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what you have to treat it with?
No, but you get it by mosquito bite.
Yeah. You use what, quinine?
I don't know. I don't know what.
You ever hear quinine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I heard quinine. That's olden time medicine. That's an old time remedy. I don't think they use quinine anymore here.
Really?
We don't hear about it.
What about some other diseases that people might get here? Do you know any of them?
Pneumonia and heart attack and strokes and, I have a sister-in-law that died about 3 weeks ago. She had pharyngitis. She's pharyngitis, the sleeping sickness, and kidney trouble altogether.
Sleeping sickness, what's that?
It's something that comes in your spine. And all of these sickness together went up to her brain, and within 20 days she was dead. She's only 61 years old.
Now, that disease of the joints people get.
That's
It makes you stiff.
Well, that's rheumatism, but they have a new name for that now. It's arthritis.
Okay.
Then you have bursitis too. That you have that in your joints here.
What about? Did you ever hear of a disease where you had children used to get this? A real sore, just the throat would have blisters in it. Children would choke in the night.
Diphtheria.
Diphtheria? Okay. And what about that disease where it makes your skin turn yellow?
Jaundice.
Okay.
Yellow jaundice.
All right. Now, if you have a pain in your side.
Appendix?
Yeah, you say you had what? The attack of?
Appendicitis.
All right.
Well, you don't mind stopping now? It's 15 after 10 and I...
Okay. All right. Can we go just do a couple more?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do a couple more. I almost forgot about that. I'm sorry. Now, if a man...
If it wouldn't be like my brother-in-law's coming for lunch, I wouldn't mind it, but...
Yeah.
I invited him, so... And I want to have lunch with him.
I appreciate it. I forgot the time. If I had known, I would have quit earlier. Now, if a man was shot and didn't recover, you might say
he was killed.
Or a man had malaria. He did what?
Oh, he died.
Mm-hmm. Did folks ever say anything else for it? Any kind of veiled way about talking about a person?
But just say he died.
You might say her husband
passed away.
Passed away. Okay. Did they ever have any crude terms for it? Went to the marble orchard or kick the bucket. Okay. Now you might say he's been gone a week, but he's been dead a week and we can't figure out what he
died of.
Okay. Now the place where people are buried is called
the graveyard or the mausoleum.
Graveyard. And the box people are buried in